President John Mahama has called on the people of Mampurugu in the northern region to ignore rumors making the rounds that he would discriminate against other tribesmen voted for because he is Angoja. He noted that those allegations are being peddled by some political opponents who see defeat staring them in the face. President Mahama reaffirmed his commitment to pursue the common goal of reducing poverty in the north. The president was calling on the chief of Ugu, Ugu Naba Suleiman Asaka, at his palace.
Often when people know they are going to lose an election, they start using messages of fear and panic and prejudice. And that is exactly what our opponents are doing. I know they are going around and telling people that, oh, John is a Gonja, and if he becomes president, he will create problems between Gonjas and Mambuses. Let me remind them that I'm president already. I've been president since July this year. I'm not going to become president. I'm already president of the Republic of Ghana since July 24th this year. If it was my intention to create any problem, I have enough time to create it. But when you become president, the security of the country is in your hands. And if you are in charge of the security of the country, you won't go causing insecurity. And besides, what is the difference between Gonjas and Mampus? If I take this man standing here, and I go and break a Gonja man from Daboya and put the two of them together, and ask which one is a Mampus and which one is a Gonja, will you know? Unless they open their mouth, you will know. We are one and the same people. All of us are poor. What we should be fighting is poverty, not ourselves. And because they know they're going to lose the election, that is the last resource that they can use. But whether they like it or not, God is with us. It is written, NDC is going to win the election. I'm confident of that.
Ugu Naba Suleimana thanked the NDC government for a number of development projects while expressing optimism that the NDC will emerge victorious in the election. He called on other political parties to adhere to the code of conduct by the Electoral Commission for peaceful elections.